Accept my embrace. This is all that I have for you. Bhuvi grananti te bhurida janaha. Our spiritual master, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, has shared this Kathamrit. He is the one who is cause of this Kathamrit a little bit here. But there are all over the planet Katha of Krishna, of Bhagavad Katha is being shared. Srila Prabhupada gets credit for all of this, writing his books and purports, 70 volumes of books, and so many Bhagavad discourses, morning walks, and room conversation. Every time he's only talking, person Bhagavat is talking about Bhagavan under all different circumstances in different contexts. Topic is Krishna. He shared this Kathamrit with the whole planet, Earth's the planet, everybody on the earth. I'm sure Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has given and is giving deep embrace to Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki for his magnanimous nature of sharing this Tava Kathamritam. And gopis have not stopped there. They have their Gita continues. There's nothing like this Gita. There's so many songs, so many prayers also, of course. Bhagavatam is full of prayers, starting with prayers of Queen Kunti. Of course, each one is significant and unique in its nature and character. But this Gita sung by gopis, there's a whole chapter, not big chapter, small chapter, only 19 verses. This is a gem. So many commentaries have been written on these 19 verses recited by Guru. Volumes have been written. Help us understand this Gopi song, song of gopis, Gopi Geet. And when you miss Krishna, when you are wondering, where is Krishna? Where am I going to find him? Only thing you could do is hear about Krishna. Talk about Krishna. Take shelter of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Katha. Make that as a topic. And as soon as that is done, you are with Krishna. You will meet Krishna. This has been exemplified or understood from this Gopi Gita as gopis. Now, about to they were looking for, searching for, appeared in the midst of all of the gopis. Ribo! As if she appeared out of this Geet personified. Or he was not away from them as they were singing this Geet, this song. their memory was getting more condensed, more solid, and resulted in having audience with Krishna. Katha of Krishna you will see Kunti Devi has said that you'll see Pashyanti. Soon you will see Krishna by hearing about Krishna. Talking about Krishna, chanting his holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is Krishna, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Hare Krishna is Radha Krishna. Radha Raman, Radha Raman, 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 Radha, Radha, oh Krishna. As we chant the holy name, we are addressing Krishna. Initially we may not see him, but as we keep addressing Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And we don't give up, we keep chanting, we continue addressing him. And as we come to the stage of chanting purely, offenselessly, more intensely, then Krishna cannot hide from the chanter. The name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. Abhinnatva nama namino. The pastimes of Krishna are non-different from Krishna. Tatratishthami nādadaha. I'm there where my devotees are chanting my glories. My dear Lord, in the future also, would you be there? When the four Kumaras are chanting, They were the speakers of Bhagavatam. And for the benefit of Bhakti Devi and her sons Gyan and Vairagya, they recited Bhagavatam on the banks of Ganga in Haridwar. This is another time, different from Shukdev Goswami's recitation of Bhagavatam. And everyone was present there. Narada Muni, you name it, all the Munis, all the Rishis, Rajarshis and Maharshis and Devarshis had come to listen to Bhagavatam being recited by the four Kumaras. And soon appeared, Lord appeared! And then there was a roaring kirtan. Prahlad was there. Uddha was there. Indra was there. Indra playing drum. And Prahlad was playing kartal. And Shukdev Goswami was there. Different powers and stuff. It was full of how. And they were chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Ram Ram Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Thank you.
Thank you.
Dancing towards the end, that's the point. The Jnana and Vairagya, the sons of Bhakti Devi, they were, you know, on the verge of death. And Bhakti Devi was very much concerned and she was wondering how to revive them now, how to bring them back to life. What could be done? Oh, what could be done? She was in total anxiety. She had approached Narad Muni for some solution, some prescription, and you know, he couldn't figure it out. Then he had approached the four Kumaras, and it was recommended that if they hear Bhagavatam, everything would be all right. They would be normal. They would be rejuvenated, revived. And so Bhakti Devi, she had to practically, on the stretcher they call it, when someone is kind of put the Gyan Vairagya on the stretcher and brought to the Bhagavad Katha site, this Gyan and Vairagya, they were not even able to walk or talk. But as they heard Bhagavatam for 7 days, well, that time, 7 days, 7 nights. And towards the end, they were dancing like peacock. And they're up and running and dancing in ecstasy. And that was considered perfection. From lifeless to vibrant life of Krishna consciousness. Lively. So that time, we'll just finish this. The Lord, the devotees had approached, my Lord, as you approached just now, or you have appeared here during this katha, could you, in future also, whenever there is katha, devotees get together, they recite Bhagavatam, would you please appear? And Lord promised with hasti. For sure. I'll be there. Mm-hmm. Oh. So Krishna was here. Maybe we did not see, maybe we felt his presence. He was seeing us. We didn't see him, but we felt his presence. So Krishna was here as we, gopis recited the Gita, and Krishna appeared. They got Krishna back, their Krishna. So as we assembled here, also talked about Krishna. And we are gradually getting our Krishna back. And when Krishna was back with the gopis, then there are two more chapters. Third of those five chapters was this Gopi Gita, and it's a dialogue, the talk, Radha and Krishna, and Gopi and Krishna. Krishna expresses his gratitude and, I am grateful, I cannot repay the debt of all that you have done for me. And gradually, the rasa dance begins. There's nothing like this. It's out of this world, of course. Out of this world. The music, instrument playing, the veenas, and you name it, all the instruments, gopis. And there's only Krishna there, everyone, all gopis and Radharani. Radharani is expert dancer and singer. Best music.